Welcome to this new detailed edition of the Bay Pay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is December 6, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about MUFG reveals plans for mobile payment service. Grab launches Grab Pay Card. Airbnb to launch payment system for guests from EU through Luxembourg. Workies launches in-house payment processor for field service professionals. Xero highlights South Africa's late payments surge. Chase, Workies add same-day payouts for in-field workers. On-demand payroll leads B2B fintech funding. Trade credit, when status quo means it's time for a change. Now let's get started. MUFG reveals plans for mobile payment service. Japan-based bank Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group has announced its plans to launch a mobile payment service with staffing company Recruit Holdings. MUFG wants to use the bank's digital currency after regulatory constraints stymied its solo plans. As such, users will convert funds from their bank accounts or elsewhere into the digital currency using a smartphone app. This currency will be used by the service in transactions, which will be handled through QR codes, while money sent via the app can be moved back into an account as cash, allowing for transfers between individuals. As per Asia Nikkei, the initiative will be available at companies participating in services operated by Recruit, including restaurant and beauty salon reservation site Hot Pepper and hotel booking site Jalan. Loyalty points could also be earned with each payment users make. Grab launches Grab Pay Card. Grab, a Singapore-based ride-sharing, fintech and food delivery app, has announced the launch of the Grab Pay Card, as per mobilepaymentstoday.com. Grab said the new co-branded MasterCard provides a secure payment option for millions of underbanked consumers in the Southeast Asian market. Grab plans to launch the app in the Philippines during the first quarter of 2020, and later expand to other Southeast Asian markets during the first half of the year. The company will for a limited time award up to 10x in Grab Pay rewards points for every dollar spent on the card. The card can be used to make purchases at any one of MasterCard's 53 million merchant locations globally. The card can also be added to the Samsung Pay wallet to make purchases at contactless terminals. Airbnb to launch payment system for guests from EU through Luxembourg. Airbnb has announced the rollout a new payment system for the hosts and guests from the EU through Luxembourg by 2020. The home retailing giant employing more than 12,500 workers across the globe had been making preparations for the United Kingdom's departure from the bloc, Luxembourg for Finance said in a public statement on 4 December 2019. According to Luxembourg for Finance, a governing body that oversees and promotes the tiny country's financial sector, Airbnb was provided with a payment institution license to process payments between hosts and guests within the bloc, a 28-nation pact of European nations excluding United Kingdom. Aside from that, the Luxembourg for Finance had also added in its statement that a number of payment processing giants such as PayPal Holdings, Amazon Payments, Alipay and Rakuten had picked Luxembourg as their operating center point for the European Union. Workies launches in-house payment processor for field service professionals. Workies, the field service management and communication platform, has announced the release of its in-house payment processor, Workies Pay. The latest offering seeks to shorten payout times for field service professionals, providing same-day payouts for those with Chase Bank and 2-3-day payouts for members of other banks. Workies Pay allows field service professionals to invoice and collect payment for services in the office and in the field, with low credit card processing rates in field service. The feature allows field service professionals to run every aspect of their business through one centralized platform and on the go. Powered by WePay, a Chase Bank company, Workies Pay allows field service professionals to receive payment from customers in real time for services rendered. With same-day payouts, WorkeasPay provides field service professionals with readily available cash flow and relieves some of the financial pressure they face. With the addition of WorkeasPay, Workies users now have these capabilities and more, packaged in one convenient digital location. This includes contact management, job tracking, automated client notifications, advanced reporting and advertising ROI tracking, all accessible through a customizable platform. Xero highlights South Africa's late payments surge. New analysis from small business SMB accounting platform Xero is calling attention to the late B2B payments epidemic in South Africa. Gadget reported on Thursday, Dec. 5, that late payments to SMBs in South Africa have reached more than $17 billion. On average, each business is owed more than $6,800 in past due payments. The figures, outlined in Xero's latest State of Late Payments report, highlight the cash flow challenges that South Africa's estimated 2.5 million SMBs are facing. It's not right, or fair, that SMBs have to deal with late payments, said Xero's general country manager for South Africa Colin Timmis in a statement. They live or die by their cash flow and if they're not paid, they can't survive. Just think what they could do with an extra R99,800, about $6,800 USD. It could contribute, toward, a salary, or pay for some new technology. Xero also calculated that small businesses waste an average of 89.5 working hours every year chasing down late payments. Reports pointed to South Africa's National Development Plan, which aims to have SMBs generate 90% of its goal of 11 million new jobs in the country by 2030. Yet, more than one-fifth of small businesses surveyed by Xero said they have had an invoice paid late and, as a result, struggled to pay their own suppliers on time. 20% said late payments have led to challenges in paying staff, while nearly half agreed that late payments and cash flow are top threats to their growth plans. It's really positive to see that SMBs want to invest in new tech and growing their teams, Timmis continued. But for this to happen, we need a collective effort to tackle this culture of late payments. There are some actions SMBs can take now to help reduce the burden. Make sure you invoice early, use cloud accounting software to send automated payment reminders and lean on your accounting partners for advice. Chase, Workies add same-day payouts for in-field workers. In-house payments processing solution provider Workies is targeting the field worker arena with its newest solution, WorkeasPay. The tool, announced via press release on Thursday, Dec. 5, allows field service professionals to more quickly receive their payouts. Professionals who bank with Chase can receive payouts same day, while those banking with other providers will see their payouts in 2 to 3 days. WorkeasPay also integrates these workers' invoicing processes with credit card processing in field. The solution, which is powered by Chase Bank's WePay, aims to address the cash flow challenge that in-field professionals face as a result of deferred payments. It also targets the integration hurdle that industry players face when professionals deploy a range of solutions to manage finances and other processes, including invoicing and booking. We are constantly expanding the Workies platform to help tradespeople become more successful business professionals, said Workies CEO Adi Azaria in a statement. WorkeasPay allows our customers to get among the fastest and most competitive payout rates in field service, with same-day payouts for Chase Bank customers. We're thrilled to offer field service professionals the ability to run their business within a single platform without having to worry about APIs or integrations, saving them time and money. WePay, which was acquired by Chase in 2017, also recently announced it is powering payment processing within Invoiced, an accounts receivable platform. The partnership enables businesses using Invoiced to both issue and receive payments on their invoices via cards and ACH. Last month, small business accounting platform FreshBooks similarly revealed an integration with WePay, also with a focus on same-day deposits. That partnership enables FreshBooks payments, which connects small business users with Chase Bank accounts to receive funds same day when clients make payments. This is a historic time for small businesses who have never been able to receive their funds so quickly, said Mike McDermott, CEO and co-founder of FreshBooks, in a statement at the time. After years of advocating for the needs of small businesses, the FreshBooks team is proud to deliver same-day deposits to market for our customers. On-demand payroll leads B2B fintech funding. This week saw B2B fintechs targeting a range of pain points for business customers around the world, as investors put nearly $462 million in combined funding into the space. From Singapore to the UK, backers focused on accounts payable, AP, technology, cannabis procurement and small business lending, to name a few, but it was a fintech specializing in the high-growth market of on-demand payroll that secured the top spot in this week's roundup. Finexio's AP automation technology has attracted another $2.5 million in funding for the company announced this week. At the same time, Finexio pointed to recent growth with a nearly 300% year-over-year growth rate for its 2019 gross dollar volume. Though the company did not indicate who provided the investment, the startup said Earthport chairman Sunil Sabharwal and payments industry executives Gary Staub and David Trutzel have joined the company's board. Asom. Singapore's Asom has attracted $3 million in new funding from Target Global, while FizTech Venture and AdFirst also participated, reports in BM Magazine said this week. Asom aims to help its business clients migrate away from paper by providing reporting technology that mixes AI with human expertise. The company said it plans to expand its small business customer base beyond Singapore and into Hong Kong and UK. Leaf Trade. Chicago's Leaf Trade saw $4.5 million in its latest funding round provided by Hyde Park Angels and Duke Software Investments, while Chingona Ventures also participated. The company connects cannabis suppliers with a technology platform to facilitate B2B e-commerce with licensed dispensaries, while streamlining the supply chain from order to fulfillment. Leaf Trade said in its press release that it plans to deploy the investment to expand into new markets and states in the U.S., and also to scale to meet existing customers' demand. Further, Leaf Trade plans to invest in its engineering and data science operation, the company noted. Cora. Based in Brazil, Cora, which offers small and medium-sized financing solutions, announced $10 million in new funding this week for its lending tech. According to reports, Kashek Ventures led the funding, while Ribbit Capital also participated. According to Cora, SMBs are underserved by traditional lenders in Brazil despite accounting for two-thirds of the nation's GDP. While the firm is focused on SMB lending as it operates in closed beta, reports said Cora will expand its portfolio of B2B products with a focus on payments, credit and financial management as it readies for an official launch. Uncapped. UK-based Uncapped has announced $13.16 million in funding for its revenue-based small business financing solution, revealing its capital injection on the same day of its official launch. The company targets startups across Europe, using businesses' existing data across sales and marketing to provide financing based on projected revenue. Reports noted that the investment came in the form of both equity and debt, meaning the company can use some of the investment to finance its SMB loans. Rocket Internet's Global Founders Capital, White Start Capital, Seedcamp and a range of angel investors all participated in the round. Truva. Operating in the B2B e-commerce market, Truva targets brick-and-mortar boutiques with its online marketplace that allows businesses to procure unique pieces for their stores. According to reports, its platform attracted $21.8 million in funding, which will fuel Truva's expansion plans beyond the UK after launching in Germany last year. Octopus Ventures, C4 Ventures and Downing Ventures led the round, while BGF and Local Globe also participated. Flow. Targeting the global e-commerce market, logistics startup Flow announced $37 million in new funding for its cross-border shipping solutions. Investors at New Enterprise Associates led the Series B round, which also saw participation from American Express Ventures and Latitude Ventures. Flow said it plans to deploy the investment to bolster its consulting and advisory services for global e-commerce clients. Confio. One of the largest funding rounds of the week landed with Mexico-based small business lender Confío, which saw $100 million from SoftBank, reports in Bloomberg said. This marks SoftBank's third investment round in the country. Confío plans to deploy the investment to expand its working capital loans to SMBs while also launching new products for its customers. That includes an expansion of its B2B marketplace Consciento, which offers businesses access to a range of service providers, including office supply vendors and legal services. QEX Investors, Kashek Ventures and Vostok Emerging Finance also participated, according to reports. Hasty. Coming in at the top of this week's B2B venture capital roundup is Hasty, which raised $270 million from investors for its technology that connects workers to a portion of earned wages on demand. With a focus on easing workers' reliance on expensive and sometimes predatory payday loans, Hasty works with employers to connect workers to earned wages without disrupting employers' cash flow. Umbra Capital led the round, reports in tech startups said, while IDC Ventures and other backers also participated. In a statement, Hasty founder and CEO James Herbert said the company will use the funding to expand its presence with more business clients. Trade credit, when status quo means it's time for a change. For Ayal Shinar, CEO of Funbox, understanding the burden that cash flow bottlenecks and delayed invoice payments have on B2B companies came through personal experience. His mother, who owned a small staffing business, regularly faced cash flow constraints as business clients would wait months to pay for staffing services provided. The business grew quickly, but high growth means higher costs. With corporate customers extending days sales outstanding, DSO, for the business, finances were tough. She had a revolving line of credit, but it wasn't enough, Shinar told PYMNT's Karen Webster in a recent Masterclass video interview. She just grew too fast to make payments. On paper, the business was doing very well, but in reality, she didn't have enough cash. The fact is, in the B2B landscape, payment terms that extend several months is the norm and has been for decades, even centuries. Today, as a result of this status quo, PYMNTS and Funbox have estimated that more than $1.3 trillion is now locked up within U.S. small businesses' accounts receivable, as small businesses continue to sell to business customers on trade credit. However, recognizing the existence of a status quo is the first step to making meaningful change. According to Shinar, identifying the impact of a long-standing tradition of B2B sales made on trade credit and the cash flow pain it places on small suppliers was a key driver of Funbox services, including its Funbox Pay offering, which launched last year to allow vendors to request payment on invoices and obtain capital for smoother cash flow. The sentence of, "This is how things have always been done," is a trigger point for innovation, said Shinar. For years, technological limitations have prevented any meaningful change in suppliers' ability to access capital more quickly. Yet, as technology has evolved and progressed, B2B payment patterns remain the same. Unlocking data. The biggest shift in recent years impacting this space, said Shinar, revolves around data, the existence of it, the ability to extract it and the technology that empowers people to analyze it. Enterprise digitization means businesses large and small can now migrate away from paper and spreadsheets, and electronify crucial business information within their accounting, enterprise resource planning, ERP, customer relationship management, CRM, invoicing, procurement and other platforms. The next step in this data revolution is the widespread adoption of application programming interfaces, APIs, that service providers have embraced to ensure that the data within back-office platforms can quickly and seamlessly move between each other. Finally, explained Shinar, advances in artificial intelligence, machine learning and other data science tools have opened the doors to real-time, highly accurate analysis, empowering professionals to make well-informed decisions. For B2B transactions, this convergence of data innovation enables third parties like Funbox to obtain rich information about businesses' finances, and make highly informed decisions about trade credit and payment risk. You can pull all data in real time, draw very accurate conclusions about fraud and credit and payment risk, and make a seamless and immediate decision, said Shinar. Going beyond payment predictability. The B2B cash flow challenge has moved to the center of many fintech firms' agendas in recent years, with service providers newly empowered by data analytics, and deploying a variety of solutions to a common problem. One solution often examined is to promote predictability of B2B payments. Corporate buyers will always want the capital float that comes with establishing 30, 60 or 90-day payment terms though. Too often, suppliers cannot be certain as to when, exactly, those payments will be made. Establishing predictable payment schedules can allow for small businesses to plan ahead for cash flow squeezes or surges. The problem with this tactic, Shinar noted, is that the cash flow squeeze still exists. Something unique about B2B that doesn't exist in B2C is that almost every seller is also a buyer, he said, explaining B2B vendors' own payment commitments that must be met. Let's say I have certainty I still need cash now. By mixing both payment predictability and the accessibility of credit when vendors need it, the flow of money through B2B partners can be much more consistent, and sustain high-growth businesses that will continue to need cash to not only grow, but keep the lights on. Making progress. While the technology for change exists, adjusting business payment habits that have been in place for decades isn't going to happen overnight. After all, businesses are run by humans, and even Shinar admitted he still uses the same banking provider because change can be a burden. Yet, history has shown that change is imminent, he said. In the world of payments, among the largest disruptors in modern history is the establishment of the credit card networks that allow a seller to get paid immediately while still providing trade credit for the buyer. It's an innovation that largely drove and continues to drive economic growth in decades past, but it has almost entirely been driven by consumers. Now, it's corporates' turn. While change may be slow, there is opportunity to make a meaningful economic impact by lowering that $1.3 trillion burden from accounts receivable departments. The next wave of innovation should come from the B2B side, he said. On the B2B side, the order of magnitude has the potential of unlocking much more value to the system. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.